Walt Nelson is with us, Cornell Cooperative Extension here, and Walt is doing veggie art and is creating race cars with zucchini and stuff like that. How long have you been doing the zucchini race cars, Walt, since you were a kid?
No, I started doing this about 6 or 8 years ago, and I don't remember why. I remember where. When I worked in the Southern Tier, we had events at farmers markets, and somebody said, what about vegetable art? And I said, what do we mean? He says, you know, you carve faces into zucchini and this, that, and the other thing. And I started looking around and found all sorts of just really crazy creative stuff. And I guess it's my my artistic bent or my kilted personality that I, because I'm not a great sculptor, but see, with vegetable art, you know, you have a lot of license.
Yeah, you do. So it is a, well, Karen, if you have a question, come on up. Yeah, all right. We have lots of people showing up now for Cornell Cooperative Extension's Master, the Locavore Fair. The Master Gardeners are having their event next Saturday, which is the Gathering of Gardeners. And the Gathering of Gardeners is an annual event celebrating plants. Not really edible, although at some point in the future I'll bet they'll do one focusing on edible landscapes. We may have had a speaker on edible landscapes at some point, but it's, you know, it's more ornamental. But I have a plant explorer coming, someone who travels the world to bring in the newest plants, the newest varieties for people, and that should be really fascinating. That is a again next Saturday. Also coming up, September 19th is the Festival of Food. Foodlink puts this on each year, and this is my favorite food event of the whole year, the Festival of Food. It's just spectacular. And so Walt Nelson is here, and Walt, this is the prime moment for cantaloupe right now?
We're actually probably on the downhill slide, because the peak was probably about a week ago. So, I mean, there's still plenty there, but the real big harvest took place about a week ago. It's a very relatively short season, even with the wide variety of varieties that are out there. It's difficult to stretch the season on a cantaloupe. I mean, since there's none in the market, and all of a sudden you're buried with bushels of them, and then there's none in the market in a really short window of only about 2.5 weeks in any one location. I mean, it starts a little earlier with stuff in coming out of the Carolinas and then the Delmarva Peninsula, and it moves into the lower Hudson Valley and into upstate New York, and then continues up into the North Country. But in any one location, cantaloupe vines, when they come on with fruit, they come on and they're done. And right now we are we're winding down, but there's still plenty of nice cantaloupe. I saw down at Public Market this morning, and I saw at a produce auction over in Medina yesterday. Yeah, good cantaloupe season.
Now, last week at the Public Market, right, it was the Thursday actually, they had, it was a wholesaler, but he had wooden boxes of them that had, he said there were 9 per box for $2. I mean, oversupply. Those are cheap cantaloupes, and it looks good.
Yeah, it's cheap cantaloupe, but that's the function. Is this, you know, they're there in bushels and gobs, and then there's none there, and there's not much you can do to spread that. And I, you know, I look at cantaloupe as it's a vanilla ice cream delivery system.
Now, do you preserve it at all? I freeze a lot of things. I've never tried cantaloupe. I would imagine that if you pureed it and froze it, that it in the cubes or something, you could put those cubes on your ice cream during the winter.
Two ways you can put it by that I know of, and I'm sure there's many more. One is to puree it and then make a leather. Put that out into on a cookie sheet or a food dryer and make a you know, sort of a crepe out of it, and dry that, roll that up, and you could have cantaloupe leather. And then the other one, as you said, to cube that and freeze it as a you know, a frozen fruit to bring out during the winter. Now,
great in some drinks or something.
Yes, mixed drinks. Oh yes. But it being very, very high in water content, I have frozen it, and the texture changes dramatically. But if you're really into cantaloupe, those flavors still hold through, and it is nice frozen to have, in a sense, backyard cantaloupe in February.
From the varieties that I've seen, they all look pretty similar. Some of them have ridges, some of them have more, you know, alligator look or whatever, but you have to ask around to see what varieties people have, because they don't really seem that distinctive.
There are distinct varieties, but the marketplace doesn't seem to distinguish that. There are subtle differences in the flavor, but I'm not a real connoisseur of cantaloupe to be able to tell you which ones I like. I know the netted ones tend to be, the smaller netted ones tend to be maybe a little drier, and that's, but a bit, it's really probably dry is an exaggeration because they're still very moist, but the large netted ones are very, very moist, very, very wet.
And I would say, you know, how do you tell if they're ripe? But at this point, they're pretty much all ripe. Don't worry about that.
I would challenge you to find one that isn't ripe at this point. But earlier in the season, two ways. One is to sniff at the stem end, and if it has that good melon fragrance and aroma, you know it's ripe. And the other one that is told as a test, and I'll tell you the fallacy of it, is that if you gently push on the blossom end and you get some, if it gives a little bit, it's ripe. Now, if 8 people before you tested that same melon and it wasn't ripe and you're the 8th person to push on it, it's going to give and you say, oh, it's ripe, and you cut it open, it turns out it's not. It's the 7 people in front of you that sort of did you in on that one.
The smell is really the key. Because the skin is so thin, the smell really comes out pretty well. So if you're one weird combination with cantaloupe, my father used to put black pepper on it. He would grind black pepper on cantaloupe. It is surprisingly good. It's bizarre. It's weird. But it's worth taking a piece of cantaloupe just to see what it's like. In fact, if I had some black pepper, I'd put one on one of the samples you had here.
Well, I'm going to get... I've never heard that. That is most interesting. I'm going to go up to the kitchen and get some black pepper and try it myself, and I'm even taunt you with some, too.
Yeah, let me know what you think. It's one of those weird things. Now, my father's also the person that made peanut butter mayonnaise sandwiches, so, you know, it just could have been him. But I kind of like the black pepper and cantaloupe combination. So if you're sort of over your cantaloupe, you've eaten prodigious amounts of cantaloupe, now are you on to peaches? Is it peach season for you?
Oh, I'm well into peach season. I do a short cantaloupe season. I'm not as enamored with peaches or as with honeydew or with cantaloupe as I am honeydew and peaches. So I was early into the peach stuff, and I'm up to my armpits in peaches right now, and really enjoying those.
Now, there are lots of varieties. There's white ones, there's donut ones, there's a lot of different ones now available.
Subtle flavor differences, but as I've often said with many vegetables and fruit, there's never a bad peach. There's just some that are a little better than others. I have difficulty getting my eyes around a white peach. When you cut into that, and it's a white flesh, it just doesn't seem right. But if you close your eyes, I mean, it's great. It's a great peach. As you mentioned, the donuts or the flat squat ones, they're different. They're eye candy, and they're great on the palate, too.
A bit too much skin to pulp ratio for me, so I prefer the traditional peach. But now, for people that want to plant peaches in their yards, I tend to discourage them somewhat because they're not as long-lived as apples and pears. What would you say if people want to grow some of their own peaches?
If they really have to grow their own peaches, then go ahead. But I side with you, and the peaches are something that, you know, go to the marketplace and get the peaches. If you've got that yard space that you wouldn't want to put into a fruit tree, put an apple tree. I mean, that's going to be a better choice, or maybe a plum. The varieties of plums that are coming onto the market now, and it's like I don't have a lot of room to plant a lot of plum trees, and it's like I'm not sure what variety I'd plant. There are just so many subtle differences again in flavor and just interesting shapes and colors and yes.
We bought 5 different varieties of plums at the market just so we could try them, the different colors, shapes, textures, flavors, and there is a huge variety.
Now, there were probably 6 or 8 varieties at the produce auction yesterday, and the seller apparently got down to the end and had some quote-unquote leftovers and couldn't fill 4-quart baskets with 1 variety. And so he made a mixed basket of 10 varieties of plums in 1 4-quart basket. And as I recall, the sale price on 4-quart baskets wholesale was in the neighborhood of, I think, $3 to $4. And that mixed basket went for $7.
Now, what were you doing at the produce auction? Is that part of your work with Cooperative Extension, or are you there buying fruit in large quantities, or is it just kind of a fun thing to do?
I look at it as entertainment value. I will end up buying, half a bushel of peaches and put those by into the freezer or make leather or something like that, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Occasionally I will, buy, in a sense, wholesale quantities of some stuff to make. But it's the entertainment value and just to see what's out there in the marketplace, and I just enjoy auctions.
Where is it?
It's in Ridgeway on 104. Mailing address is Medina, Ronson Auctions. It's probably less than a mile east of the Niagara County line.
And when do they do them?
Tuesday night at 6 and on Friday at 10.
Both similar sized auctions?
Yes. I mean, it's not like the Pan Yan Produce Auction, which is a fairly large auction. It's a smaller auction. It takes about an hour and a half. But it's a very family-friendly, congenial group of people. It's a fun auction to be at.
Cool. Thanks, Walt. And people can come check out your veggie art and make some with you here at the fair today till 2. Thanks very much.
Good deal. I've got a race car ready to run.
All right. That's Walt Nelson here at Quinnell Cooperative Extension in Minot County.